several minutes later, they heard a loud crash from above, followed by the sounds of footsteps racing down the steep stairs. And then Mitra descended into view, dressed in some type of dancer's outfit. Seeing Revan, her face broke into a wide grin.
"I knew I'd find you," she said, rushing over to embrace him fiercely.
"It's been a long time," Revan whispered, wrapping his arms around her. After a moment, she broke the embrace, and Revan noticed her nose had crinkled up against the powerful odor wafting off him.
"A real long time," he said with an apologetic shrug, eliciting a soft laugh from Mitra. "A touching reunion," a familiar voice said.
"Lord Scourge!"
one of the guards shrieked in terror. Revan spun Mitra to the side and stepped in front of her, an instinctive but foolish move. Mitra was a Jedi. She knew how to handle herself. And unarmed, he was no match for the Sith.
"It's okay,"
Mitra said, placing a hand on Revan's shoulder.
"Scourge is here to help us."
It took Revan's foggy mind a moment to process what she was saying. Once he figured it out, he couldn't help but laugh out loud.
"So I finally get to learn your name," he said. "Scourge. No wonder you didn't want to tell me. Make jokes once we're safely away from here," Scourge said.
"He's right," Mitra told him. "T3's keeping watch at the top of the stairs. Come on."
"Go ahead,"
the Sith Lord told them, drawing his lightsaber and approaching the guards cowering on the floor.
"I'll take care of the witnesses."
"No," Revan said. "I promised to protect them."
Scourge gave him a look of utter disbelief.
"It's going to be hard enough to get out of here without escorting these pathetic excuses for soldiers."
"I gave them my word," Revan said.
A rush of dizziness swept over him, and he reeled.
"What's wrong?"
Mitra asked, reaching out to catch him before he fell.
"They keep me drugged," Revan said. I just need a minute."
With Mitra's help, he lowered himself to the floor. His heart was pounding, and his head was spinning. During the confrontation with the guard, he must have instinctively used the Force to keep the worst of the drug's effects at bay. But he wasn't strong enough to keep it up any longer. And now his body was responding with an acute overreaction. Scourge stepped over to a medkit on the wall and yanked it open. He grabbed a hypodermic filled with a green luminescent fluid.
"This will help,"
he said, injecting it into Revan's arm.
"But it will take a few minutes."
"I have something else," Mitra told him. "Bastila asked me to give it to you."
She nodded at Scourge, who pulled a package from a large pouch on his hip. He tossed it to Revan, who didn't even try to catch it, but just picked it up off the floor. The object was wrapped in cloth. It was clearly metal, and there was something oddly familiar about it.
"You spoke with Bastila?"
he asked.
"You saw her?"
Mitra nodded.
"And your son. They're both well."
Revan smiled. His mind felt like it was floating blissfully away. But he wasn't sure if the euphoria was triggered by thoughts of his family or the drugs still working their way out of his system. He unwrapped the cloth to reveal the masked helmet he had worn during his campaigns against the Mandalorians and the Republic. In an instant, all his lost memories came flooding back to him. A million images, years upon years of forgotten people, places, and events, flooded his consciousness simultaneously. In his weakened state, it was too much to take. As his brain went into sensory overload, his body went limp.